Welcome back, folks. Let's do the damn thing. We are just rolling today. Thank you guys for all of your participation. Does anybody like pinball, Belly?
Of course, I do. I love pinball. Me too, Social Media Lab. I love pinball so much. It's one of my favorite games. I played so much pinball when I was out in San Diego at CoinOp.
I remember the first thing that I ever saved money for was an electronic pinball game. I had a paper route. I was making $4 a week. I was maybe 8 years old. And I saved up $30 for an electronic pinball game. It was the best. I was so pumped. I played it like three times.
All the flashing lights.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It was fun for a week. And then I got rid of it. So I know you guys played a lot of video games growing up. We'll get into that. There's a lot of dimension talk going on lately. Oh, I'm not going to subject you all to it because I know that's when I...
The Twilight Zone.
...typically lose most of you. However, I got some interesting discussions coming up with people on the side that I cannot wait to have.
Do you believe in the alternate dimensions where you're living a different life in all these dimensions, right?
You're talking about string theory, I think that is.
Yeah, string theory kind of.
Basically, where I don't know if string theory is accurate, but I know what you're saying.
It's
is
like Jet Li's the one. Like whenever you find out that you have someone that looks like you, you want to destroy them to absorb their power, right?
No, it's basically every time you make a decision. Do we know what a decision tree is? I'm not going to spend time on this. I just 2 seconds. When you get up in the morning and you say, "Should I brush my teeth or should I have a bagel?" If you choose bagel, the brush your teeth version of you is stemming off somewhere in a different
brushing their
universe.
Teeth, making out with people, probably.
Right, and living on a different track of what you would have been. If you think about, like, people don't like to think about this, but think about how much you actually control in your day.
Yeah.
You're living one giant choose-your-own-adventure game.
Always, yeah.
Right? So it's very easy to think, like, well, if I chose a different path, I would have a different outcome of my day. I guarantee you, if you chose to eat that bagel.
I got to find this doors to the other dimension so I can.
Well, that's what I want to talk to
me. That's rich, so I can replace them.
I got a text from a listener that said I was close. Something I'm paraphrasing. I was in an. I almost got to another dimension. Saw the door. It wasn't my time to go through, and I can't.
I love
wait
it.
To dig into
Dark
that
tower. Kind of like the Dark Tower by Stephen King. It's very the first book is like the or the second book is all about like the three doors.
What three doors?
They go through. Roland goes through these three doors to get to the other dimensions to find his new companions.
Oh, wow.
Basically, that's how he enlists all his companions is going through these three doors and then also going through trials.
Can I just throw this out there? If I found a magical power, how would I go about telling you, Social Media Lounge listener, whoever,
so
that you believe me?
Show him. Eyes.
You have to see it with your eyes, right? When I was a child, every night before I go to bed, I would visualize something that I wanted to have happen the following day. And I would go through it in my head and actually live through the moment. I would go through the script and I would talk it out in my head of like if it was like me meeting a girl that I had a crush on, I would go through that moment in my mind of what it would be like tomorrow when I have that moment with that girl. Mm-hmm. And if I came up with something that I didn't like on the fly, I would actually say to myself, no, erase that. And then I'd go back to the part of the script where it was no longer something bad, and I would start from there again in my head. And I'm telling you, 99 out of 100 days, the next day, that thing, to some extent, would come true. That happened. Now...
That's my mind exploding.
Every single time. Because now what I'm doing is laying out a path for myself to be on where I know whether I get the bagel or if I brush my teeth, I'm on a path to go talk to that girl today. It's coming at some point and I'm expecting it. And then it comes. And when it does come, you don't miss it. Because that's the thing. Maybe it just enlightens you to be ready for it when it does happen. And if you hadn't thought about it, you would have completely missed that opportunity in the first place.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, I don't have that ability nearly as much anymore because of the Christmas trees that I have chopped down and the not so clear mind that I have as when I was 10 years old.
Yeah, the clear mind 10-year-old is always the one you want making the decisions.
Dude, kids are the ones that are immediate. They're like animals in a way where animals are always, if you read about it,
kids more than anything else follow their instincts.
Their instincts, they're 100%, like animals are in 100% state of meditation.
Yeah.
That's kind of the theory. And so it's just fascinating to me that I've had this happen, and typically people do this, and they make fun of me, like Belly's doing right now, which I love. They just go, but I'm telling you.
I just got back.
Visualize what it is that you want. Feel yourself actually going through it, and then believe that it's going to happen. See what happens today. See if you can manifest a cup of coffee. Seriously, see if you can manifest a cup of coffee. Take 5 minutes and actually think of yourself, not like he... Not
I want
like,
ice cream, actually. No, so I'm going to go with ice cream. Come on, ice cream cone.
See, he's not taking it seriously, and then it's not. You're not going to see results. But if you believe you're gonna get, if you believe that you're going to get an ice cream cone...
That's what I want for a superpower. Just pop up an ice cream cone anytime I want.
But you can't just think about, I want an ice cream cone. You have to talk to yourself into the path that will get you there. You have to see that. You have to feel what it's like to receive that ice cream cone in your hands. What are the most favorite Nintendo games of all time that you've ever played? I'm off of dimensions. I just wanted to make sure you guys realize that there is more out there than we know the answers to. Number 10, top Nintendo games of all time, according to digitaltrends.com.
This is just Nintendo.
Just Nintendo.
Now, all Nintendo games of all time.
NES.
NES. Star Fox.
Tetris.
Tetris?
Tetris is number 10.
I love Tetris.
Number 9? I don't remember this one. Dragon Quest 3? Dragon Warrior 3? I don't know what that is.
I'm sure it was a great game.
But these are the ones that start getting me...
Probably one of the first real big RPGs.
Well, why don't we go with what is your favorite Nintendo game of all time?
I mean, Mario.
Is it?
Mario.
Because it's not for me.
Mario.
Excitebike? Do you remember Excitebike?
That doesn't sound like Mario.
Metroid?
Metroid's okay.
Metroid was my jam, dude. My mom...
Did you freak out when you found out the main character was a girl?
No. My mom and I played it together, and we used to write down the codes at the end of each game. She pulled me out of school to finish beating the last level because she was so into it. How awesome is that? Mom, I love you.
You got to get this done.
Oh, yeah. She came and got me, and she's like, Adam!
This is how you finish stuff.
We're at the last one! Mother Brain.
Yeah.
Mother Brain. But number 8 is Castlevania 3, Dracula's Curse. I remember those.
They still make Castlevania games.
Man, do they?
I think so, yeah.
Number 7, Final Fantasy. Did you ever get into those? I'm not a huge Final Fantasy guy.
I like the Final. I played a couple of the Final Fantasy. I am the king of, what's that game from Final Fantasy 10, or was it 9? Blitzball. Man, I played so much Blitzball when I was playing that game. It was so much fun. It was basically an underwater... Quidditch, basically.
Yeah, I was going to say, is this like Quidditch?
It's kind of like Quidditch.
Sounds like it.
There's no broomsticks. You're swimming in water, and you're passing the ball to your teammates and scoring in one goal.
Number 6. I believe this should be way higher. Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
That's a good one.
At 6?
Yeah, I'm sure there were much better games than that.
Okay, so now what we'll do is we're going to hold all of the ones that come next to the bar. Is this better or worse than Punch-Out? Should this be ahead of Punch-Out or no? What's going on in the social media lounge?
Nothing. I'm just keeping track.
Okay. So number 5, is this better than Punch-Out? Super Mario Bros. 2.
Yes.
Not 2. 2 is the worst one. What?
All Mario games are better than
2 was the worst. It was the worst.
Why is it the worst?
I just
too
remembered.
Hard? Was it too hard?
Sequels always suck. Would you rather play?
2 was great. It introduced the freaking Tails and like most of the other, not just the mushrooms. Like 2 is great.
Oh, the fireball? Yeah. Did that come in 2?
Yeah, all 2.
That's true.
2 is the one where you could get all the suits and stuff. Like, first one was just about, like...
So, know. Belly agrees. 2 was the worst one ever. So, do you think it goes ahead of Mike Tyson's Punch-Out?
Yes.
You'd rather play Mario Brothers 2.
You could put Mario 1 okay. through 15 ahead of all these games.
Okay. Well, number 4, you're welcome. I haven't looked at these either. Metroid! Yes!
Yeah, Metroid's great.
Absolutely above Punch-Out. Metroid is one of the best games ever made, and if you ever played it on the GameCube...
Well,
game
before
Cube,
its time, too.
Way before its time.
Yeah.
GameCube, oh man, that version was awesome.
I imagine Zelda's number 1.
Now, number 3, why is this on... Isn't this Sega? A Mega Man 2. I thought that was a Sega
Mega
game.
Mega Man, no. Mega Man is not... Mega Man wasn't... No, it's Super Nintendo.
Would it surprise you to know that Mega Man, the character who would for many years be Capcom's de facto mascot, was nearly a one-hit wonder? The first game in the franchise sold poorly, and Capcom only greenlit a sequel on the condition that the development team do it on the side while focusing on other projects. I didn't know that. Series
creator, Mega Man 11 is coming out soon.
Yeah, series creator Keiji Inafune claims that the team spent 20 hours a day sacrificing their personal lives to ensure that the game got made, and it's a good thing they did because it put the franchise into the big leagues, and to this day remains one of the peaks of the series. Look at that.
I've never owned anything Nintendo except for a Game Boy.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't own any of I had a Sega Genesis. I was a Sega kid.
This is just unbelievable.
Sega had better graphics anyway.
Number two. Oh, actually, I'll tell you. Shut your front door right now. Number two goes with this one.
Sonic the Hedgehog was BA.
BA?
Badass.
Okay. I give you now, number two, The Legend of Zelda.
Number two is The Legend of Zelda. Then it's Super Mario 1.
You think?
It's number one.
That has to be. I fucking hate this computer. I'm going to... on this show, I'm taking this laptop and I'm going to fucking smash it. I'm sorry for my language. I hate this computer so much. Every time I need it, it just jams up.
I appreciate that copy, but I'm actually 30.
Number one, Super Mario Bros.
Three is hard.
There is probably no video game character more iconic than Mario. The plucky plumber has been the face of Nintendo for over 30 years. Mario games are the best-selling video game franchise of all time. Platformers, RPGs, sports games, board games, there is seemingly no genre that Nintendo won't plug Mario into. The sun never sets on the Mario Empire, and it all goes back to those early platformers, of which Super Mario Bros. 3 is arguably the greatest. Do we agree?
It's a great game, for sure. I love Super Mario Brothers all the way through, so I'm all in on it. I will tell you, I played way more Sonic the Hedgehog.
Did Sonic you ever have Apple's the Nintendo like Sonic jump pad or the...
I told you, I only own Sega Genesis.
Do you remember the trackpad where you could like jump?
Xboxes.
You could jump and like it was like a pad you put on the floor like Dance Dance Revolution, but it was like you like track and field.
Yeah, I remember.
And then they had the glove. Remember the Nintendo glove?
The Power Glove.
Power Glove.
Oh, it was one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
Where is that? Yeah. Can I still buy a Power Glove?
There should still be Power Gloves in this world. We need more Power Gloves.
Can I buy that on Amazon? Let's see if I can get that right now.
The glove and there's got a controller on it.
You know exactly. Everybody knows what we're talking about. Who doesn't know the Power Glove?
Also, like I've told you before, there's nothing more satisfying than the click of the Nintendo pistol.
That's true. On Duck Hunt? No, that is very, very true.
Click, 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 click.
Oh, wow.
There's not a lot more satisfying than that.
An NES joystick... is $195.
Still going strong, Nintendo.
You are not getting a Power Glove. You're just not getting one.
Oh, they're stupid expensive.
You're not getting one. I'm looking at Power Glove instructions you can get. There's one. Ooh, $110 used. A Power Glove.
Who knows what he did with that Power Glove?
Hello.
Yep, you know he tried. You know anyone with a Power Glove probably tried it. You got to think. Probably did. Those Power Gloves. Anything that gives your hand power.
Jesus. Have you guys seen some of this stuff that's coming out? The masturbation?
Look at the box. I love it.
What box?
The box. I'm just looking at Google images of the Power Glove.
Oh.
And
oh.
It's just basically like you holding out the glove to the TV and it's like, well, just,
I was going to say, have you seen some of the masturbation techniques that are coming out now that are putting the
I'm
Power Glove
Googling.
To shame?
Let me tell you what I'm not Googling.
Not on air. Not on air, but there is
not
like
on air or ever off
you,
air.
Do you
what
trust?
Are you doing?
Do you trust? Let me ask you
I don't
this.
Trust you at all right now? What are you doing?
Male sex toys. Let's finish there. Let's do that. That'll
I don't
be fun.
Look them up.
Huh?
You not? You're into the toy game?
No. I how do I do this? let's just say somebody in my past very much was, and. Started introducing me. A friend of mine was, you remember Tupperware parties?
By the way, One Woman, One Wheel would like you to know that she's going to kick your butt in DDR.
Oh, you go ahead and try. You go ahead and try One Woman, One Wheel. Not happening.
What was the question?
Do you remember Tupperware parties that your mom would have growing up, like where she would have all her friends over and Tupperware would send her a bunch of Tupperware stuff and she would just have a Tupperware party?
No,
and
they
kind
played...
of-
It's that card game.
No. It's not a game. It's a party. Tupperware party is specifically what I'm going for.
No.
Because, like, my buddy works for a company called House Party, where a company will get in touch with them, like Xbox, for example, and they'll say, we're having an Xbox promotion. We're going to send you, you know, an Xbox, a game or two, and some game, you know, whatever, a controller. And then you host a party with all of your friends and you show them this Xbox stuff. It's a way for companies to do marketing. And I know Tupperware used to do that a lot. Now, my friend would do sex toy parties where she was the representative for, I forget what it's called, purelove.com. I forget the name of the company.
I'm sure there are plenty.
There's plenty. But they would first of all, she would get discounts on any toys.
Good for her.
And lingerie and all that.
Nice.
And then she would have parties and they would send her these things and then she would kind of not display, but she would like talk to her friends about these things and what their needs are. And like, if you like this, then you might like this toy. If you are into this, you're, and then she got me on like a whole train down of what would you like for you? And I said, for me, I don't need a male sex toy. I've got one. It's called my dick.
It's a toy. My dangle dangle.
There's all kinds of stuff, like rings that you're supposed to wear at the base of your jam.
Yeah, yeah.
Your jam. I don't know what I just said. Your jam.
Yes, I have known what those
to
are.
To keep the blood flow going and it's supposed to make you a little bit harder than usual.
Yeah. To keep it all in.
Yeah.
But there's also ones that include a vibrator on top for the girl. Like a ring that has a vibrator
on
top.
Oh, see, look at you knowing stuff. All right.
I know stuff.
All right.
I know stuff.
But there is one that looks like, I can't say this on air. Look, if you have kids listening right now, just cover. Hold on. We'll do the social media lounge in a second. Earmuffs for the young ones. It's called a pussy pocket.
Oh,
pocket
pussy.
Pocket pussy.
That's the funniest episode of Blue Mountain State.
The pocket pussy episode?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They're like little gel handheld things that you can bang. It's the dumbest thing
basically
ever.
Basically that, but Fleshlight.
Kind of like a Fleshlight.
The big brand version of it.
Yeah, that is. But that's got a motor inside of it that
no,
like
it
works your junk. Yes, it does.
Some do, but most don't.
Buddy, they go along to the video that you buy with it. So when she starts going down on
you,
it starts doing... Yes, they... Do you know?
I 100% know. What?
Touchdown! Who thought you would be the end-all be-all?
Oh, no, she didn't.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
No, it's just I do happen to know for a fact that not all of those come with the motor.
A lot of them do, and what they're coming out with now, because I was introduced to this, I know, because we and then I started asking her questions, like, what the fuck am I doing with that? I don't want that. I don't need that. That just seems so gross to clean, Belly. I'm not trying to clean any of that.
No.
No, thanks.
And no, copy, I don't own one anymore.
Not that you know about.
Yeah. It was a short term of my life. I was young and stupid and influenced by commercials.
Horny. But some of them go along. Like if you buy the porn star's Fleshlight and then it comes with a DVD, the Fleshlight will do things according to what's going on in the video. They tag team.
Yeah.
So it's like you're there. That's a little bit much. However, did you know that they make now, this is weird, this is going to get a little bit interesting for 3 minutes. They make a dildo-looking female version. It's like it looks like a plastic penis. Okay? And girl will have that. And then guy will have basically a Fleshlight.
Okay?
Whatever I do to the Fleshlight, she can feel with hers.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. So
wait. It's like a Demolition Man. So have you ever seen Demolition Man?
It's been a while.
So they
great
have,
movie.
They like to have like she's like Sandra Bullock's interested in Sylvester Stallone. They put on the headset.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's like they're freaking out. And like,
but imagine if we both had. Well, imagine if I had a Fleshlight. Okay, let's just put this exists, folks. I'm not being weird.
Why can't you just cut the middleman?
Long distance relationship, for example.
Oh.
Long distance relationship. I have a Fleshlight kind of thing, which is basically something you could put over your penis. You put it over your penis. She has a plastic penis looking thing. No. Let me back this up. You put the Fleshlight on yourself.
Yes, you're doing
and then whatever she does to her penis looking thing, it corresponds. So if she starts blowing it,
and whatever
you're going to feel that.
But whatever you do, whatever she does with it, you're also
you're going to feel.
She's going to also feel, I guess.
And then whatever I do to my end, she'll feel. That exists, folks.
That's insane.
That's crazy.
That's a little too much.
Could you see yourself doing that? I don't think I could do that, man. Let me take that back. Yeah, I could do that.
It sounds like, but see, that's going to lead into a whole new market of like call in porn. Could you imagine?
Oh, like, no more phone sex.
Well, I'm assuming you use kind of like a code for each other.
Oh, imagine if they had like a code where you could just sync them up.
No, that's the thing. You just have a phone sex hotline. Where you're like, all right, so what's your code? And you type it in, and then basically you're having sex on the phone all the time.
Belly, yes!
Phone sex is at a whole new level game. Like, oh my God, what the hell has happened to the world? Just be physical good. With each other, touch each other, have a good time.
Get us out of here, man. We gotta go. On. Say goodbye to the people.
Feel this that body heat. Come on.
Folks, we got to get out of here. You are the best. Thank you for hanging out with us in the Social Media Lounge. Is there anything that we didn't get to before we let them go, Belly?
No.
On the Social Media Lounge.
Love each other. Touch each other. Have a great day.
Have a great day, guys. We'll see you on Tuesday for the Voice of One Wheel. Huge announcement. We have a big, big, big announcement for you on Tuesday, including a cash prize we are going to be giving away at the Float Life Fest, and it will be at least $500. We are excited. We are going to be doing a promotion for you guys to say thank you and get everybody excited for Float Life Fest. So make sure you stick around and tune in on Tuesday at 11 a.m. Eastern for the Voice of One Wheel. For everybody here at TTR Studios, Maddie Potts and Braxton Blue, it's your boy Belly Matt LaBelle and Looch Dog. Have a good day, everybody. Oh, my God. P.S. This is the song that's playing on DDR in Grandma's Boy. Remember when they have the competition and the guy gets up and tries to beat Nick Swartzen and he does that super lame song? This is the song.
Well, I'd have to watch it and find
out. How random is that?
I have to watch it and find out.
DDR. Go play some video games. Have fun, everybody.